to welcome you to the 13th annual Coach vs. Cancer Tourney Tip-Off Breakfast. Wonderful to see some 800 people here at the Palestra again this morning. And we thank you for your continued support of Coaches vs. Cancer here in Philadelphia. For those of you that are not familiar with the Coaches vs. Cancer program, it's a collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Just to give you some perspective on how successful we've been here in Philadelphia, the six Division I coaches here in Philadelphia, since 1996, have not only raised funds and awareness, but they are the leading chapter in Coaches vs. Cancer in this country, having raised almost $6.5 million since 1996, and much of that money stays right here in Philadelphia. We thank you for your support. Nationally, Coach vs. Cancer since 1996 has raised more than $50 million. It's a remarkable accomplishment. The commitment of the coaches is second to none, and especially here in Philadelphia. We're very fortunate to have sponsors that have been with us for many years. And our presenting sponsor this morning, we'd like to recognize AT&T. And to present the check is Tiffany Bayman, Vice President and General Manager of the Greater Philadelphia Region. Tiffany.
Proud to be involved with Coaches vs. Cancer for the third year in a row. We're very excited to be part of it. AT&T nationally has long been a contributor to the American Cancer Society, and locally we wanted to get more involved. So as a result of our relationship with Coaches vs. Cancer, the team got involved with the Hope Lodge. Last December they visited, and it was such a great experience. The team's going back to serve dinner each quarter. So proud to be a part of it, of this event, and look forward to a continued relationship.
Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you, AT&T. In addition to AT&T, we'd also like to recognize some of our other sponsors that are so generous in helping out the program here in Philadelphia. I'll start first with my employer. It's a smart thing to do. Comcast SportsNet, we thank you for your support, and our general manager, Brian Monahan. GlaxoSmithKline, continuing support, thank you. I saw John Licey this morning, Licey Wealth Management, been with us for many years. Thank you, John. Thank you, Licey Wealth Management. IBEW Local 98, thank you. KYW News Radio 1060 and Sports Radio 610 WIP, we thank you as well. Please give a warm thank you to all our sponsors this year. Now, many of you know we have a number of events throughout the year that involve the coaches, and many of them are our very social, fun event, beginning with our 8th annual basketball event, which is our gala. A little different this year. It's going to be held in June, on June 10th. That's a Friday night at the Bellevue. And this year, it's Frankie Valley and the Four Seasons. So make sure you mark it on your calendar. It's Friday, June 10th. Going to be a wonderful time at the Bellevue, the 8th annual basketball. Our Women in Sports Interactive networking event is May 12th this year. If you haven't been down to our beach ball, it's an unbelievable time, very casual affair at Stone Harbor Country Club on August 6th, and this will be our third year of having our beach ball. So if you're down the shore in August, please make sure you join us on August 6th. We have our golf tournament. It'll be the 16th annual Jim Maloney Golf Classic. It'll be on September 19th. So make sure you get out your clubs for one final time there in the fall and join us on September 19th. And finally, the 8th year of our school initiative program is really producing outstanding results. It is the greatest part of our program right now that is making leaps and bounds, great, tremendous increase in the amount of money that we're being able to raise through our high school initiative program. So we thank all of you who are out there and the coaches and the players from those teams that have been involved in helping raise money for Coaches versus Cancer. Two people that are instrumental in the success here in Philadelphia are our co-chairs of the Philadelphia chapter of Coaches versus Cancer. I'd like to bring them up now to introduce the Charlie Dinsmore Survivor Award. It's Fran Dumfrey from Temple University and from St. Joseph's University, Phil Martelli.
Thanks, Neil. And thank all of you for being here today. This is our 13th try at this, and our biggest and best yet. Thanks to all of you. For us here as Philadelphia coaches, we can't thank you enough for your support and just your attendance on a day like today. A number of years ago, I went to high school with a young man by the name of Charlie Dinsmore. And Charlie was a great friend, went to Villanova, as I went to LaSalle, and he had a great 10 years of life, and then got, in the year 1980, got cancer. Got throat cancer and worked his butt off and fought it every single day, and 7 years ago passed away. But he was a great proponent of Coaches versus Cancer, couldn't help us enough, he was at every event, even toward the end of his life where he was feeling so bad fighting this disease, he was there every single moment that we had with groups like this, whether it was the breakfast or the golf tournament or the gala, whatever he could do, he did to try to help us fight this disease. So he was a over 20-year survivor of this disease, and we felt like it was a great opportunity for us to give back to him in his memory and name this award the Survivor Award for Charlie Dinsmore. I wish he was here today to help us again and be right alongside with us. But he can't be, but we have other representatives just like Charlie who have done great work fighting this disease and been an inspiration to all of us as they go through their lives. So I'm going to introduce Phil, and he's going to talk about this year's Charlie Dinsmore Survivor Award winner.
Thank you. And echoing Dump's remarks, thank you. All of you make the day, and all of you make all of our events. I just want to, it may not have been easy to hear Neil. The June 10th event is going to be like no other. But the only difference is, Neil, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons broke up a long time ago. We're just having Frankie Valli do a private concert for 600 of our friends, run by Reed Dumphy and Judy Martelli. The Four Seasons aren't coming. Just Frankie Valli. Man, oh man. Not your era? What are you into, like Led Zeppelin or something? The Dinsmore Award is very special to us. And Dumph talked about the personal touch that Charlie gave to really the starts of Coaches versus Cancer. And we are fortunate that we get a number of nominations. And this year, Fran and I stayed on the people at the Cancer Society and said, we're missing. There's someone out there who is even more indicative of what we are trying to accomplish. In the last two and a half years, we have made it a concerted effort to attack this disease as it goes after children. It's not fair. The disease is not fair. All of you know that. But we kept going and going. Anybody that attended last year's gala, I don't think you'll ever forget the moment
when a 15-year-old young lady from Murray & Mercy, Jackie, stopped a room. She stopped a party, basically, with 700 people, and she told everybody at that event, "You saved me. You're my heroes." So in our search for this year's Dinsmore Award winner, we just kept saying, go back where we feel we're the most successful right now, and that's in our school initiative program. And we found a young lady and her family that could play in this tournament. And probably she could play in the tournament and not get talked about like UAB and VCU have been talked about, because she's a fighter. She's a winner. At a very young age, being told that you have an inoperable tumor, and yet continuing to participate in sport, continuing to go to school, and then hearing the words at our last MRI, "You're clean, you're free, you're headed in the right direction." For all of us, that sounds great. For this young lady, it also means continued checkups and continued MRIs and continued prayers and certainly continued worry from her family. The school initiative program is extraordinary. And what one of our local suburban school districts has done even goes beyond that in the amounts of money that they've raised. When we asked that organization in Central Bucks to give us a name, there had to be a name that befit the Charlie Dinsmore Award. They did. And I'm delighted to introduce to all of you Morgan Miza, our Charlie Dinsmore Award winner for 2011.
A journey we never thought we'd be on. You don't know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Hope, faith, and believing have taken us this far. Morgan and our entire family, thank you for this awesome award. Thank you, American Cancer Society, Mike Riley, Linda Webster, and the entire CBAA CB East Coaches versus Cancer team, and all of you for thinking of Morgan. Thank you.
Morgan. The school initiative program will this year present to Coaches versus Cancer a check in June for $300,000. It's young people like Morgan shooting foul shots and selling bracelets and dress down days that do this. There is a group that has blown all of us away with their involvement. When they started with
a $5,000 donation that the next year they said would be $15,000, and it was $25,000. And now this year, the story that you're about to hear about Central Bucks and what they've accomplished, these are the heroes, and these are the leaders of tomorrow that you're now going to meet. So I'm going to ask Bill Campo, who heads up our Remarkable School Initiative program, to introduce our special heroes for today. Bill?
Thank you, Phil. The School Initiative Committee, formed several years ago in raising money for this cause, was surprised one year by receiving a $9,000 check from the Central Bucks Athletic Association. As those juniors and seniors graduated and a new generation of juniors and seniors came in, the check gradually increased. This year, the check was just, as Phil said, blew us away. We received an email in January telling us that the Central Bucks Athletic Association raised over $51,000 in one weekend. And I would like to introduce the members of the Central Bucks AA, and if you would please stand when I call your name. Ali Sonnigsten, Greg Sawyer, Melissa Remney, Carolyn Lyons, Ellie Durkak, Liam Gallagher, Ryan O'Neill, Matt Stauffer, Danny Riley, Sean Osowski, Courtney Webster, and their parent advisors, Linda Webster, Karen Osowski, Sue O'Neill, and their leader, Mike Riley. Ladies and gentlemen, Central Bucks Athletic Association.